Doctors Without Borders has been expelled from Burma after 2 decades of work in the country for their work with the minority Rohingya Muslims, who have long been denied citizenship by the Burmese government. The government accused the group of misleading the world about an attack last month in a remote northern part of Rakhine State. The United Nations says more than 400 Rohingya Muslims may have been killed, but the government has denied the allegations. Mark Farminer of the Burma Campaign UK told us the international community is ignoring the plight of the Rohingya because of recent political reforms in the country.
Well, Doctors Without Borders have been working in Burma for around 20 years, and one of their biggest programs is in Rakhine State, where you have the Rohingya Muslim minority, and they are one of the few international NGOs that are providing healthcare to the Rohingya. They've been targeted by some extreme nationalists who accuse them of favoring the Rohingya over the what they see as the sort of majority ethnic Rakhine population in that area. And these criticism of MSF has increased since we saw the violent attacks against the Rohingya, which began in June 2012. In January, there was an incident where it was reported that there was a massacre of Rohingya people in a village. The UN confirmed over 40 men, women and children had been killed, but the government of Burma and local people completely denied any massacre had taken place and were disputing the information from the United Nations. MSF said that it had treated around 22 people with injuries that were consistent with the reports of the massacre. They had stab wounds and wounds from being hacked at with sharp instruments. So this seems to have angered the Burmese government, and their response now is to have told MSF that they have to suspend all their operations, not just in Rakhine State, but right the way across the country.
Is the positive response to some of the recent political changes in Burma, has this response been something that is making the international community kind of want to ignore what's happening with the Rohingya?
I think that the fact that the international community has not really spoken up for or taken any action in relation to what's taken place against the Rohingya is possibly one of the reasons why the government of Burma feels confident in taking this step. Let's see, even at the height of the military dictatorship, when they were cracking down, you know, at their fiercest, they didn't stop MSF from operating in the country like this. So the government of Burma is clearly calculating that, given that there has been all this violence against the Rohingya, 140,000 people displaced, Human Rights Watch have published evidence of ethnic cleansing and that the state have been involved in that. All of the evidence there is of the violations of international law against the Rohingya, and the international community has tried to avoid talking about that and focusing on the positives, the releases of political prisoners and slightly more media freedom in the country. So clearly this is giving the government of Burma the confidence now that it can take this very draconian step, which will cost lives. People will die as a result of this decision. But the government of Burma clearly thinks that this international community now is going to be so soft on them that they won't suffer any consequences for doing this.